Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On August 21st, just hours before the United Nations Security Council held a briefing on the situation in the Middle East, an Israeli woman was shot dead in the West Bank, a stark example of the almost daily violence taking place there and in Israel. The number of Israelis and Palestinians killed in attacks so far this year has surpassed all of last year and is the highest since 2005. In her remarks to the Security Council, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, strongly condemned Palestinian terrorist attacks against Israelis, including the August 21st killing of the woman near Hebron, as well as the earlier August attacks that killed a father and a son outside Huwara and an Israeli police officer in Tel Aviv.
We condemn the reckless launch of rockets by militants in the West Bank, a deeply troubling event, and strongly condemn the terror attacks by settlers in Burqa on August 4th that killed the 19-year-old Palestinian. We note Israel has made several arrests and expect accountability and justice to be pursued with equal vigor in all cases of violent extremism, whether the perpetrators are Palestinian militants or extremist Israeli settlers.
Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield urged the parties to take immediate steps to de-escalate and restore calm. She called on Israeli and Palestinian security forces to increase their cooperation to improve the security situation in the West Bank.
And we urge all parties to take proactive measures to counter all forms of violence and incitement to violence and refrain from actions that inflame tensions, including settlement activity, evictions, the demolition of Palestinian homes, terrorism, incitement of violence, and payments to the families of terrorists.
The United States, she emphasized, continues to support a two-state solution for the Palestinians and the Israelis and stands ready to support all efforts to bring that goal closer.
The bottom line is this: Israelis and Palestinians deserve equal measures of security, prosperity, and freedom.
So let's keep at it, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. Let us work together, and let us do everything in our power to advance a comprehensive, just, and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.